Suspect accused of killing woman in Texas shooting entered U.S. as refugee. By John Binder on June 3, 2019. The suspect accused of shooting four people and killing a woman in Cleveland, Texas, last week was a foreign refugee who entered the United States decades ago, Breitbart News has confirmed. Last week, 65-year-old Pavel Vito was wanted by Texas police after he allegedly shot four people, including shooting a Liberty County Sheriff's deputy in the neck and killing one woman. After a short search by police, Vito shot and killed himself. A law enforcement official confirmed to Breitbart News that Vito entered the U.S. as a refugee in 1977 from the Czech Republic and lived in the country as a refugee until his death, never applying for a green card. According to police, Vito shot Christopher Grubbs and Davy Grubbs and killed Tony Kelly at 7 a.m. at the local, family-owned Be Dependable plumbing shop in Cleveland, Texas. Vito, police said, fled the murder scene, and when Liberty County Sheriff's Deputy Richard Whitten followed him, the refugee shot the deputy in the neck. When police eventually found Vito hiding under a boat nearby, they said the refugee shot and killed himself. A friend of Christopher Grubbs has created a GoFundMe page for the victims of the shooting and their families. All funds raised will go to pay for funeral expenses for one of the victims and medical expenses for the surviving family members who are both in very serious condition, the friend wrote of Christopher Grubbs and Davy Grubbs. Any help is greatly appreciated and will help the family of this small business in coping with this tragedy. John Binder is a reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on Twitter at @jxhnbinder.